In our breakout and best-selling book, Looking for Angels, A Guide to Understanding and Connecting with Angels, Dr. Scott Guerin and I share how you can communicate with angels, understand signs from the universe and these celestial beings, feel at peace knowing you are always connected to Source, and much more. Get your copy today at lookingforangelsbook.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. And now you can even get the audio version narrated by me and Scott through Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. You are listening to A Psychic Story, a podcast that shares behind-the-scenes insights of people who lead supernatural lives among the ordinary. And I'm your host, Nicole Bigley. Join me every Wednesday as I dispel the myths behind magic and lore. Welcome to A Psychic Story. Mysticism. Here on A Psychic Story, we've talked a lot about empathy and how being an empath can impact us. But today, we are going to dive into emotional contagion. Emotional contagion is the effect of the emotions of others can have on us. So how do we protect our energy? Our guest to walk us through this is a best-selling and award-winning author, spiritual teacher, and wellness expert. Her mission is to help people use the simple and practical tools that are right at their fingertips to thrive in everyday life and create positive changes. Her upcoming book, The Higher Help Method, Stop Trying to Manifest and Let the Universe Guide You, sounds true and is a powerful guide for creating and fulfilling life all we strive for. It uses a variety of tools such as meditation and shifting your mindset to gain clarity in the moments we need it most. By utilizing these tools, more individuals can manifest a life they love, waking up each day. This is the story of Tammy Masterbirdy. Welcome to A Psychic Story, Tammy.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Now, before we dive into emotional contagion and protecting our energy, because that's really where the focus, I would love for you to start and just give a little bit about yourself and how you even got onto this path.
Sure. So I grew up in an Italian Catholic family. So I grew up, actually went to Catholic school through eighth grade and then went to a public high school after that. So I was very, religion was a focus in my family. We went to church it was Saturday night for me, my mother and I. As I grew, I sort of started pulling away from it a little bit. I'm a Virgo, so I question everything and everyone. And I just had a lot of questions that didn't seem to like give me satisfying answers. And so I just sort of backed away from it a little bit and was still searching for something else that I could grasp onto. What really changed everything for me was my mother's death. She died suddenly when I was 22 years old. She was 53 from a brain aneurysm 3 days after Christmas. And it really catapulted me into, at a younger age, really into this like questioning and trying to figure things out and trying to understand the world and what happens and where do we go after we die and all of that stuff. You know, one synchronistic event after another led my sister and I to make an appointment with a medium who back then, this is 20 something years ago at this point. So, you know, she died in 1999. So, you know, there weren't mediums on television. It wasn't an open thing the way that it is now, right? And so I thought this guy was like the only person in the world who had this ability. Obviously, that's very wrong now, but I didn't know. And so we wound up booking an appointment with him. And skeptical as I was, we lied on all the forms so that, you know, we were like, that way he can't research anything. And it completely changed my life. The 1 hour session with him, I'll never forget. My brother-in-law drove us out to Long Island and we met in a conference room in a hotel. I still have the tape recording. Blew my mind. I left knowing that that was my mother, and it just set me off on a path of exploring and understanding and really relearning. You know, I always said my mother taught me the truth about life after her death, because I feel like her death is what really opened me up to everything that exists that I didn't know about before.
They do that. There are teachers in life and teachers in death. And to lose your mom at her early age and young age and in your early age and then even being able to reach this medium was such a powerful gift and experience to be able to kind of push you into that direction. I am curious before we kind of move on, what types of things was he sharing that you knew it was your mother?
So he had her personality nailed. He used phrases that she used, and he said things that I was thinking and feeling that I had never vocalized to anyone, and he nailed it. And I said, oh my God, it was my mother. It was my mother. You could not have convinced me otherwise. And, you know, I think some people might have kept that to themselves, but I think my personality, I really don't care if you think I'm crazy. I'm that type of person. So I just told everyone and everything that I could get. I was like, you have no idea. This was so amazing, because I was so, so amazed. And I think changed by it, that I just started sharing it with everyone. And I still to this day will share what I believe and what I've experienced, because I feel like I feel like my life is meant to be used to teach other people, to help other people. And so I just shared it with everyone. And there were so many people that I think I made kind of open up to things even before I became the teacher that I am today. I just think I was that way, not even realizing it back then.
And then what was the next step after that? So you went to see him and you felt your mom was not only communicating with you, but also it helped you grow and evolve. What were the next steps that got you into what it is that you do now?
So I think one of the biggest things was I dove right into researching and reading and understanding and looking at, I read all of his books. I teach about people opening up to signs, synchronicities, whether you identify as a psychic or not, we all have that ability. And I got so many signs from my mother that I would constantly tell people about. And they were always saying to me, you're so lucky. Your mom must be this powerful spirit. I don't hear from so-and-so or this person or that person or whomever. And I used to always, at first I used to think wow, my mom must be a super spirit, right? And then, I was like, no offense, mom, but if you can do it, I'm guessing other people can do it. So why am I noticing these things and other people are not noticing them? And so that sort of set me on a path to try and help people to do that for themselves, because I knew that it wasn't just my own intuition or my mother's abilities. I knew there was more to it. But I think in between, before I got to that point, and then I wrote my first book, The Universe is Talking to You, and to teach people that, in between, there were so many synchronicities. I so believe that the universe will lead and guide us if we open up to it and we start paying attention to it, which is why I really want to teach people to do that. And so I'll never forget, I said a prayer one night that I was really, even with all of this searching, I said a prayer one night and I just said, please guide me in the direction that I need to go spiritually with my faith, whatever. And I woke up in the middle of the night, I couldn't sleep, turned on the TV, Dr. Wayne Dyer was on PBS, his book, The Power of Intention, and that sent me in another direction that eventually led me to Deepak Chopra and realizing Deepak Chopra had a Chopra Center in New York City where I was working at the time. That then led me to take a course there, which taught me formal meditation. And so going a year later after me taking that course, I wound up starting my own magazine. I don't publish it anymore, but I did. And I wound up with Deepak Chopra on the first cover. And so I was literally, when I opened myself up and I asked for the help and I said, please, I need the direction. I'm open to it. Help me which way I need to go. Things just started lining up. And I feel like, and that's what the higher help method is about. And that's what my first book sort of shows you how to communicate. I want to teach people that you're not in this life alone, right? You're not in this life to figure anything out on your own. You have so much help available to you. And if you can master that communication and understand how to speak to the universe and understand how it answers you, things will line up faster than if you're trying to figure it out by yourself. And my life is so proof of that, where it just led me from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And eventually, after doing the magazine for a while, I got to the point where I was like, I want to teach people about these signs because I'm still hearing from people they're not getting them. And that's what really catapulted me as a teacher and not just a magazine editor, if that makes sense.
I love that you trusted and took all of those steps. And like you said, those synchronicities and really how everything came full circle is just amazing. And I think a testament to all of that. And then you said you started to, well, obviously you wrote a couple books actually, and one of the ones we're here to talk about today, but is about emotional contagion. And I love the way you mention it or talk about it, because we talk a lot about empathy and being an empath, and at least I do myself because I'm a huge empath. And it wasn't until honestly, probably my 30s, where I realized how much my emotions weren't necessarily my emotions. They were other people's, but you approach it similarly, but also in a different way. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I talk about emotional contagion as a piece of both books, because as an empathic person, as whether you identify as an empath or not, or a sensitive person or an intuitive person or not, we all experience it. And so I talk about it specifically because if you are trying to open up to signs, if you are trying to open up to communicating with loved ones on the other side, with the universe itself, with noticing these signs so that you know which way to head, you need to be in the present moment and you need to be clear, right? You need to not have other people's stuff sort of dragging your stuff down. So one of the pieces of that puzzle is realizing, again, whether you realize it or not, whether you're just not even on a spiritual path, emotional contagion is a scientifically proven thing. So I think we've all had those experiences where you sort of walk into a room and you just feel weird, or you're talking to someone and you get a strange vibe, right? And you're like, why do I not want to be here? Or why is this uncomfortable? Why am I getting a weird thing from this person, right? What emotional contagion has shown is that just like you can sort of catch a cold virus, you can catch somebody else's vibe or somebody else's emotion without even realizing it. And so being more aware of that, doing things to protect your energy is a big thing. I remember years ago during the pandemic when it first started in 2020, this is a perfect example of it. I usually will protect my energy, you know, just very quickly, not like a big thing, but just kind of protect myself before I will go out into the world, right? And I went to a grocery store during the height of the pandemic, and everybody had the masks and the gloves, and everybody was stressed, right? And I went into the grocery store, and by the time I got out of the grocery store, I was like angry. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was upset. And I thought, why am I like this? I didn't feel like this before I left the house. And I came home and I even said to my husband, like, I don't know what's going on. And then it hit me. And I said, wait a minute, this might not all be mine, right? Like this, I just went somewhere in the height of a stressful situation with people who were stressed out. And I probably picked that up and it caused me to feel this way. And so I did some clearing. You know, I'm a big person on selenite. I love selenite as a crystal and a selenite wand to clear my energy. And I cleared my energy and it brought me back down and it wasn't my stuff. And so when I talk about that, what I mean is, you know, whatever you're trying to do, if you're trying to do psychic work, if you are a psychic, if you're trying to just open yourself up to signs from loved ones who have passed because maybe you haven't gotten one, or you're trying to manifest something and you're using the higher help method to ask the universe to partner with you and to send you the signs, you want to notice, oh, this is something I should be paying attention to. Oh, this is the direction I should be going to make this whole process easier. You want to make sure that you are grounded, that you are clear, and that you are protected from that stuff coming at you.
Yeah, no. And that's why I talk a lot, or I do as well for myself, is how am I feeling? How am I feeling emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually? Is this mine? Is this someone else's? Being able to kind of distinguish that. I always felt like it was more, I don't want to say just the empathy and the emotions, but it is about picking up on energy and those vibrations and frequencies, those around. You mentioned that emotional contagion is also a scientific thing. So can you explain and elaborate a little bit about that too?
Yeah, just that there's been like scientific tests and scientific evidence that you know, through facial expressions, through interacting with people, you can take on their emotions. That's why like I compare it to like you can catch a germ or a virus from somebody, right? If somebody is feeling a certain way, especially if it's a strong type of emotion, it has been shown through different tests that they've done and evidence that they've found that you physically and emotionally can be affected by their stuff. And what I think is so important to note is nowadays in the world that we live in the technology that we have available to us, watching the news, we know what's going on, not just in our little town, right? Or just in our state. We know what's going on all over the world. And the same thing with, you know, social media and all of that. All of that, you don't even have to physically be in front of a person to be affected by something, especially if you know you're empathic. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't watch the news. I get my information through other sources, but I know that the news is going to upset me. The news is going to stress me out. Even if it's something happening across the globe, I know I'll be affected by it, right?
Yes. I was laughing because I was on a trip with a friend and we're both in PR and news is a big thing. So unfortunately, I have to watch it for my job and vice versa. But the first thing she did on vacation was she turned on the news and I was just like, I'm not listening to this. And we made a compromise. I was like, no news on vacation, no news channels, please.
Yes, 100%. And I found that out about myself years ago. And I always say to people, like, you can get upset even with a phone call. It doesn't have to just be in, you know, looking at a person. If you are sensitive and you are empathic, you can feel how someone else is just through that phone call. So just being aware of that. And again, if you're starting to feel something that's not yours, you know, saying a prayer, asking to clear your energy field, using a selenite wand every night, use a salt scrub in the shower, take a bath in some type of a Himalayan salt, Dead Sea salt, Epsom salt, whatever you want. But there are ways to sort of keep yourself clear so that you can be more open to the support and the signs and the direction that is available to you always, but especially available to you when you actually engage the universe, your angels, your guides, and you ask for help. When you say, here's my situation, please help and guide me, they're going to start answering you and you want to be open to it and you want to be aware of it. And you do not have to be a super psychic or a practicing intuitive. If you are, it certainly helps, but you don't have to be able to do that. And so not only for your own peace of mind, but for navigating your life, you don't want other people's stuff on you and dragging you down and then affecting your ability to create the things that you want.
What are some ways that people can tell that it's, I mean, the example you gave at the height of the pandemic and going into the grocery store, because that was a big, I guess, transition, I guess, in terms of how you felt. And so you were like, aha, that's what it is. But what about people if they don't necessarily realize it? How can they kind of tune in and then figure out what is theirs versus maybe something or someone else's?
It's really questioning yourself and looking at yourself. So if you woke up and you were feeling good and you were happy, right? And then all of a sudden things started shifting, stop and say to yourself, who was I with? What was I doing? What did I see that could have triggered this within me? Sometimes it might be your stuff. You can still clear yourself, right? There's so many energy. I mean, EFT or emotional freedom technique is one of the easiest things that anybody can do. Look it up online and there's guides all over the place, right?
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it's your, first of all, it might not be your stuff, right? So you can always do, you know, grab your selenite wand. I keep one. I have one literally right here on my desk. I have a huge one that I take with me and I have on my desk all the time. I have one by the nightstand next to my bed and I'll do it before I go to bed. So you can always clear your energy. And if it is yours, you can still clear it. But it's really about becoming present with it and noticing, like, I'm kind of aggravated right now, or all of a sudden I'm stressed out. Why am I stressed out? Was I with somebody else that was stressed out? Did I go somewhere? Like, really inquiring within yourself. And the more that you do that, the more you become aware of, I was feeling great and now I'm not feeling good. What happened? Who did I talk to? Where did this go? The easier it's going to be for you to shift it rather than now going through the rest of your day aggravated and stressed out, not investigating it and not trying to shift it. You've messed up your energy that whole day and hopefully not into the next day. So the more that you pay attention and notice it and just become more aware of yourself, the faster you're going to notice, like, oh my God, why am I feeling something must have just happened? And it's going to become easier and easier for you to shift yourself out of it. And the more you can do that, the more you can shift yourself out of it, the easier life is going to flow around you.
Yes, love all of that. And those are all very practical ways too of people to learn to protect energy, to clear energy. And I know this is probably an obvious thing to state and everyone's going to say, yes, Nicole, she said that. But when we clear, whether it's our own emotions, our own energy to some extent and others, then we become clearer channels to receive all of that, which is exactly what you're talking about. So whether that's wanting to connect with your mom who passed over or other loved ones, whether it's wanting to connect with your guides and angels, your spirit team, or what I call being centered and aligned with my higher self, because sometimes I'm connected to ego or other things I'm tuning into. And really, I want that insight and that guidance from my own self, that authentic, true part of myself. So all of that helps in other ways. I've heard this, and I try not to roll my eyes because I don't want to have this energy into it, but people that say we don't have to protect our energy, what would you say to that? Because I feel like it's a big myth and misconception. Now, if you are on the plane of Jesus Christ or something else and you don't need to protect your energy, I get it, maybe, but I feel like it's doing a disservice to ourselves when we tell people, or to others rather, that we don't need to protect our energy.
Yes. I don't walk around thinking I'm under attack all the time, right? So it's not to the point of like, because I think some people say that because they're like, you don't want to walk around thinking negative energy is coming at you, right? So it's not that. I don't walk around fearing that, you know, something's attacking me all the time. But I have had people say to me, like, I just set the intention that it's not going to bother me. And I say, well, but you just did something. You set the intention, right? So however you do it, whatever works for you is fine. So it could be just setting that intention that I'm not going to be, distressed by energy or whatever, and that's fine. But I feel like the more sensitive you are, the more that you know that you are affected by the news, or you're affected by hearing someone tell a sad story or whatever it might be, it is helpful to do it. Do you have to become obsessive about it? Do you have to say, I can't leave the house without it? No. But there are little things that you can do to just make your life as a sensitive person easier, whether that's calling in Archangel Michael and asking him to protect your energy because he's the protector, right? And I always say, like, you know, I picture myself with a bubble and I say, Archangel Michael, please protect me from taking on any energy that doesn't belong to me today. Allow it to bounce off me and return to sender. And if it's negative, fall into the earth and be transformed to love. That's sort of my quick little thing that I say, and I rely on him. It can be carrying a crystal with you, like black tourmaline or something that will absorb energy on your behalf, right? It's a gift from the universe. It's a spirit. That's another spiritual tool I teach people to use to harness the energy of the universe around you. So whatever it might be that you do, it's certainly not going to ever hurt you to do it. I just think that sometimes people say that, and if it works for them to do nothing, then that's fantastic. But if you know that you're someone who is sensitive, try these things and see if it makes a difference. And if it makes a difference, then you have your answer.
And I refer to it a lot as our spiritual hygiene. We wouldn't go days without brushing our teeth or maybe putting on deodorant or doing those things. So when we do I don't want to say the little, but it all adds up essentially. So if you can do something, whether it's through an intention, any of those things, but also, again, all the things that you provided were practical tips of if you want to do something bigger to clear your energy or to ground or to protect, all of those things. I know we're using a lot of terms, but they're all related. And it's really about what gravitates to you, or what you gravitate to rather, and what you feel most comfortable to use and to do. So in your book, you wrote, the universe is talking to you. What are the ways that the universe talks to us?
Yes. Okay. So it's really about learning sort of the subtle language of the universe. And when I say universe, I'm including your angels, your guides, loved ones who have passed on, any what I call higher helpers, which are archangels, goddesses, ascended masters, whoever you work with. They all sort of communicate in similar ways. So I've kind of broken it down to three categories. Number one is ideas. So they will literally plant something in your head, right? So you'll be doing something and all of a sudden you get this brilliant idea. A lot of people will say, you know, when I'm cooking or I'm in the shower or whatever, and your mind is sort of like more open, all of a sudden you'll get an idea or you'll get a solution to your problem or something will occur and you'll go, oh my God, I got it. But it's like, well, did you get it on your own or was that kind of popped in? Especially when you're asking, when you say, please help me, I'm asking for help, please send me the signs, the synchronicities, etc. And something pops in, that's the way the universe is answering you. The other way is through different signs, or what I call synchronicities, which I've been talking about, which is one of my favorite things to look at because it's such a magical thing. But signs would be you overhear a conversation that gives you the exact answer. You actually come across, you know, let's say you're thinking about trying yoga and you're like, I don't know if I should do it or not. And then you go to the grocery store and you come out and then there's a card, a postcard on your car for a new yoga studio. And you're like, oh, that's so weird. I was just thinking about trying yoga. And then you don't do anything about it. And then a couple of weeks later, your friend calls and says, oh, this new yoga studio opened up and I think I want to go. Do you want to go? So it's like the universe will keep throwing things in your face to reassure you, to redirect you. Like, it just sends you these signs. And I have to say on signs, please always pay attention to repetition. So if something is coming up over and over again, the name of a book, the name of a doctor, yoga, a type of meditation, you know, for me at one point, Qigong was everywhere. And I'm like, I need to look into this, right? So when you see things over and over and over again, the universe is trying to get your attention because it's something that will be beneficial to you. Synchronicity is one of my favorite things because that is really two or more events that are related in some way. So not just a single sign, but two or more events that are related in some way. So for me, when I talked earlier about Wayne Dyer coming into my life, Wayne Dyer led me to Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra led me to the Chopra Center in New York. The Chopra Center in New York led me to a year later, actually the contact there helped me get Deepak Chopra on the cover. Now, when I went for the magazine that I was starting, when I went to that Perfect Health retreat back then, no idea I was starting a magazine, no idea I was doing anything, but the universe knew and it lined up all of this stuff. So now when I went to decide I was going to start this online magazine out of nowhere, because I was in the magazine business at the time, I went, oh, I have a contact at the Chopra Center, and I went through this. So I talk about it in The Universe Is Talking to You, but I went through this whole thing where I got on the subway at lunchtime and I, you know, left her a note and all this other stuff happened to have him be on the cover. So synchronicity is often these events, like I lost a job, but then I got this other job and that's where I met my husband or my wife, right? Like these events that the universe is sort of moving puzzle pieces behind the scenes that you don't realize, right? You're frustrated that you lost your job. You're upset that you got fired or you got laid off. But the universe is like, no, this is an amazing thing because you're going somewhere else. And I teach people, there's an exercise I call follow the footsteps where you can trace back and actually start seeing this magic in your own life. And when you do, the beautiful thing about it is when something horrible happens to you or seemingly horrible happens to you now, you can go, okay, I've been through stuff like this before. It always leads me to a better place because I've seen the proof in my own life. And that's sort of the magic of how the universe talks to us. And if we can start opening up to that, life becomes easier. We start realizing we're not doing anything by ourselves because we have this huge, vast amount of resources available to us that is at a level that we would never be able to understand or do on our own in this physical world.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I also call that those synchronicities almost as breadcrumbs, you know, as far as like you referred them to steps too. And what you mentioned about even, and I love the idea about maybe doing an exercise, looking back over something in your life where in a lot of ways you mentioned the word or used the word redirect. Obstacle, what we perceive sometimes as obstacles is just another way to redirect us into a direction that we need to go for our best and highest good.
Yes. And that's why I always tell, I think so many people, me included, right? I think we all have fear of sometimes taking action on something because we think, what if I take the wrong action? What if I head in the wrong direction? What if I do this and everything is a mess because I went the wrong way? And what I have found is you cannot screw it up when you're working with the universe.
100% all of that.
The universe will throw up a roadblock. The universe will redirect you. But as long as you're taking some type of action, then it can continue dropping the breadcrumbs. If you're not taking any action and just sitting there and saying, I don't know why nothing is changing, but I'm afraid to do anything because what if I do the wrong thing? The universe can't direct you. So you have to take some type of, that's actually the fourth step in the higher health method is noticing the signs and then taking action. It's a partnership, right, with the universe. So I have found so many times in my life where I'm like, oh, I'll do this. But then that person doesn't get back to me. Or I always say, like, you're trying to decide between two doctors and you call Dr. A and their staff is rude and they can't see you for 2 months. So you're like, well, let me just try Dr. B and they're amazing and they can see you in a week. Well, the universe just told you which way to go, right? It put up the roadblock for the first one. And it really does work that way if you can start trusting it. And the more you do the work, the more you start realizing it, the more you start trusting it, and the easier it is to continue to trust it moving forward.
Yeah. Spirit said to me one time, because a lot of people were asking what's the right direction or the right path. And just what you said, it's not about right or wrong. Just because of what you said, it's the universe will course correct or move and make sure everything, especially when we're in alignment or we're directing towards a higher purpose or a path and a direction for us and for ourselves. And it is about that trust in ourselves, but also that the universe is giving us signs. And in your higher help, you mentioned that there's like a four step there, but if you don't mind kind of quickly walking through those steps for people that are listening.
Yes, of course. So the higher help method, it's a four-step process. And again, everything that I sort of like, I created a five-step process in the universe is talking to you because people were like, I'm not getting signs. And so I'm a Virgo, I'm very analytical. Let me break it down into steps, right? To say, okay, here's what I'm doing differently. So try this. Same thing with the higher help method. So the higher help method to me is if you're trying to manifest or create positive change, you're trying to solve a problem, you're trying to make a decision, you would use this method. So simplified, the four steps are getting clear on what it is you actually want. And getting clear is not how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, or where it's going to happen. Getting clear is what do I want? Why do I want it? And how am I going to feel about it? That's it. And you don't have to be super specific that I want to meet a man who has dark curly hair and is 6'2" and right? Just get clear on what you want and why you want it and how you're going to feel. So that's the first step. And then sort of also setting an intention. So saying to the universe, here's what I want to create. Here's what I'm intending. The second step is asking the universe to partner with you and help you. So now that you know this is what I want, and I'm letting go of how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and where it's going to happen, because that is none of my business. That is all on the universe, because that the universe is the one that's moving the puzzle pieces to get you what you want or something better. I always say, or something better, please never be married to what you want. Always be open to something better. Who doesn't want something better? So let the universe take the reins on that. And then you're going to ask it for help. And there's a variety of ways to ask it for help, including prayer, calling in what I call higher helpers and specialized higher helpers. So just like you would go to a car mechanic for your car and not like the HVAC guy, there are specialized angels, goddesses, ascended masters, Catholic saints. You don't have to be part of the religion to call on these people. Calling them in and saying, here's the area of life I'm struggling with. You're a specialist in this area. Guide me, direct me. Send me the signs, the synchronicities, the idea, the people, the opportunities, the resources that can assist me in creating this or something better. And so there's prayer. I talk about rituals. I talk about focused gratitude. There's so many different sort of ways to ask the universe. The third step is shifting your energy. And we were talking about that a little bit with the emotional contagion. But that to me is throughout the day, doing little things to shift your energy back to that higher level. It does not have to be, I have to sit for 40 minutes a day and meditate. If you do that and you enjoy that, that is amazing. If you are someone that struggles with it, why can't you just do 60 seconds? Again, back to scientific proof, it shows that you can shift your brain with mini meditation. And so why not just shift your energy throughout the day, set an alarm on your phone, 60 seconds, close your eyes, repeat a mantra, and then go back. Now you're back in the present moment, noticing the signs around you, and you go back to what you're doing. So I talk about shifting your energy throughout the day. That's your part. And then the fourth part is noticing those signs, which is what the universe is talking to you is all about. But we obviously talk about it in this, and taking action on those signs so the universe can continue to direct you. So the whole point is to stop doing it by yourself. Stop trying so hard to figure out your problems, to solve things, to manifest something. You're never meant to do anything alone. And when you ask the universe for help, it always responds. And it always is in a magical way where you'll go, I can't believe it was that easy.
Yes, because when you're in that flow state or that synchronicity and or I know we talked about trust and trusting it and having that faith that I just heard it so many times, well, in my own life and experienced it, but also guests on this podcast, that you see the magic behind it and how it all unfolds for you.
Yes, it really is incredible when you start living life. It's like a new way of walking through your life, right? And you're no longer walking alone. You're now walking with all of this help, and it shifts so much for you. And it just, for me, it's made the biggest difference in me not only creating results, but then taking that and saying, oh, this worked. Now I have more faith. Now I have more trust that I'm not alone. And I teach people to assign signs or ask for signs, just even just to reassure you that they hear you, right? Because when we're first starting out, sometimes we don't trust, or we automatically go into nothing is happening fast enough and I must be doing something wrong. Okay, well then ask them, you know, give them a sign, give your higher help team a sign, say, use this sign to show me that you're still around me. They're happy to oblige. And it's all about managing your energy and your faith. And the more you do it and see the results, the easier it is moving forward.
Love all of that. And I mean, I can't say enough yes to it. But one of the questions that was coming up in my mind, because I hear this, so I know some listeners out there have that. I'm having trouble connecting. I'm having trouble with any, even taking the action in the steps that you were talking about. Where would you say they start first?
That 100% goes to managing your energy and asking for help, saying a prayer to open you up, to shift your mindset. One of my go-tos to shift my mindset, and I do this, especially like, let's say we will go back to the emotional contagion where you're like upset and you don't know why. You can go back to this every time I call an Archangel Jophiel, who's the angel of beauty. And I say, please help me shift my mindset from negative to positive and maintain that positive state throughout the day, right? So the thing that anybody can do is you can always say a prayer and ask for help. You don't have to know who the higher helpers are. I break that all down, obviously, in the higher help method by life category. But if you don't know and you're listening to this right now and you're like, what do I do? I just say, I'm calling in my angels, my guides, my loved ones who have passed on, and all those in my soul society, which to me is just everybody that's helping me, whether I know you or not. And I say, here's my, only those of the highest of vibration to please be with me now. Here's my problem. Please help me shift. Please send me a sign so I do believe. Please help me open up to receive. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is try doing those mini meditations to shift your energy throughout the day. So start with just 3 times a day, 60 seconds at a time, to just bring yourself back. Any kind of mantra you can do. You can even do the mantra, I am connected. I am connected, and just sort of release some of that stress and keep bringing yourself back to the present moment. And you are going to start noticing some of the things around you.
Yes. I like to say that I'm open to receive messages that are clear and succinct, because sometimes it doesn't feel clear or it's not succinct. But again, the point being that whatever you feel that would help you too, but love that you shared all of that. Is there anything that we didn't have a chance to cover that you wanted to cover before we break?
In terms of getting signs, so for people who maybe say they struggle with it, two things. When you're asking for help with anything, I always end with, please send me the signs, the synchronicities, the ideas, etc. And please help me recognize them when they arrive. So adding that little piece of, please help me recognize them. Like, in other words, make them obvious, right? Make them like smack me in the face because I'm struggling with this, right? So specifically asking for that makes a difference. The other thing is sometimes people will say to me, I'm not good at getting signs. And that's where my exercise called Assign a Sign comes in. And it's in The Universe is Talking to You, but it's actually free on my website as one of the 3 tools for higher communication. But basically what you do is you pick who you want to hear from, and it can be your collective. You don't have to have a person, like a loved one, but let's say you're on a healing journey and you want to know that you're not alone. So you'd ask Archangel Raphael. You pick who you want to assign the sign to. You pick a specific sign. You ask them to use the sign within the next couple of days, and you say, please help me recognize it when it comes. When I tell you, I have had more people come back to me and say, Tammy, I've never received a sign until I asked for that. And then I got like 3 in 1 day. Or I'll hear people say, you know, I didn't get it. And I'll say, I promise you it came. Ask for it again, and they'll ask for it again. And then all of a sudden they get it. And then now you have that experience of, oh, that's how signs come through. Oh, that's how it happens. And now you have more faith in the process, and it becomes easier. So that's sort of like a jumping off point, I think, that can help people start opening up a little bit.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much. So Tammy, how can people reach you?
So you can find me at my website, which is tammymasterbirdie.com. I also am on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the places. And I'm actually live for what I call weekly spirit boost every Thursday at noon. I stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, where I talk a lot about things going on in my life to teach other people. I answer questions and I share all of my teachings for about a half an hour each time. And you can go back and see the playlists of all of those in the past. So those are probably the best ways to get in touch.
Awesome. And is that noon Eastern time?
Noon Eastern, correct.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on. I feel like so much of what you said resonates with me because I do a lot of that, and especially when it comes to our spirit team. So thank you again for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for having me on.
Thank you for listening to A Psychic Story. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. All episodes are free on your favorite podcast player or at apsychicstory.com. Have a question? Is there a topic you'd like to hear more about? Or have a suggestion for a future guest? Send an email to contact@apsychicstory.com or leave a voicemail message at 1-800-880-1881. We'd love to hear from you, and you may even be featured on a future episode. If you're interested in booking a session with me, you can do that directly on the website. And if you want to hear even more content hosted by yours truly, check out my other show, Supernatural Matters. Reminder that you are automatically entered to win either a free 20-minute intuitive or energy healing session with me if you leave 5 stars along with a positive review. Currently, reviews can be left on Apple, Stitcher, Podchaser, or CastBox podcast players. Don't forget to email contact@apsychicstory.com when you do, because it allows me to get in touch with you if your name is pulled in the drawing. Your name stays in until you win.